Hello, it's Wednesday, October the 27th, and we're in the 58th chapter of Isaiah, and this is a tough chapter. It talks about two things. It talks about fasting, and it talks about the Sabbath, and both of those issues are issues that Christians debate a great deal. Is this is fasting simply an Old Testament thing? Is it a New Testament thing? And my answer to that is yes, on occasions. And I think the other issue is the Sabbath. And again, there are Christians who think that the Sabbath is simply an Old Testament thing and not a New Testament thing. So as you read this chapter, especially about the Sabbath, I want you to ask yourself a few questions. One, do New Testament Christians observe 9 commandments or 10? I know that's a tricky question, but the answer, of course, is 10, including the 4th commandment to keep the Sabbath day holy. I'm not interested in getting into casuistry and can I do X on Sunday and can I do Y on Sunday. The early church, it seems to me, deliberately chose the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, the day that commemorated the resurrection of Christ, as the Christian Sabbath. In other words, they understood the observance of the first day to be exactly what the 4th commandment in the Decalogue was requiring of us, to keep the Sabbath holy, to keep it different. I don't know about you, I've loved the fact that for the entirety of my Christian life, I've been in a church that actually has morning and evening worship. I'm not saying that every Christian needs to attend morning and evening, but I do think, for me, it has provided a stability. I had no choice about it. I was the minister. But I think it provides a stability. It frees us up from the tyranny of the secular employer, that there's one day, and it's the first day, and it's given to the Lord, and it's a day of rest. And so my charge to you as you read chapter 58 of Isaiah, make Sunday special. Well, we'll pick it up in chapter 59 tomorrow, but that's it for today. Have a wonderful day.